Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Truma's Daf Ayin Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in Daf Ayin Beis and with Beis on the bottom. It says the Gemara, Kulam Shoya Truma L'Toich Pim. We learned at the end of the Mishnah that we have Machlekes Ablos Rabbi Shua. When someone has Truma in his mouth, then he found out that he's not allowed to eat Truma. Can he swallow the food in his mouth? Rabbi Shua holds he could. Or he has to spit it out, and that's what Rabbi Shua says. And the Mishnah concludes and says that if he found out that his truma is not mesukun, it's still tevel, as my serishi shaloi nivdo, there's still something he's not allowed to eat over here, then everybody agrees he has to spit it out. Says the Gemara, Ma b'yichron, Ma pligin, what's the argument between Ablozer and Rabbi Shua? Be'evet v'isho. Talk about when a person is an evet eating truma, or a wife eating truma, and then they found out that either the evet was released or the wife was divorced. But it by the case of a Kohen who's been Gush and Chalutz, he finds out he was never a Kohen. Rablozer agrees, you have to spit it out. The only reason that according to Rablozer you can do it, as the Gemara is going to explain to us later, is because he started Beheter. He started with, when he ate it, he was allowed to eat it. Then he's in the middle of eating and he found out that he can't eat anymore, so Rablozer doesn't have to spit it out. But if he found out retroactively it was never good, then he cannot continue eating. Says the Gemara in the top of Gimel, you see it from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Noida shu tevel or my serishin shalonitra to osoy or my sashemi veg shaloy nivdu. Right, the end of the Mishnah speaks about he found out that this food is not fixed. You're not allowed to eat it. So then he has to spit it out. Vilayis or Blozo Polik. Blozo is not arguing that. Meaning Blozo agrees that if he's not supposed to eat to begin with, then everybody agrees that you have to spit it out. The whole discussion is if he started Beheter and then he couldn't continue. So the my time with the Ablozer, when I explain what's the reason of Ablozer, because he started Beheter, when he started eating, when the Eved starts to eat or the wife starts to eat, he wasn't yet released or divorced, so therefore he could continue. Tanya Ablozer says a little different, not because he started Beheter. Elisha Ablozer Ime Alous Kebalua. Anything which is chewed is considered to be already eaten. So he put the truma in his mouth and he started chewing it. Now he wants to swallow. Says Rabbi Lazar, once you already chew something, to swallow is not a problem. Swallow is not considered to be achila. So therefore he can continue because he's now really eating. And the word goes on to say many other examples. That once something is chewed, there's no isser anymore to swallow. After Shabbos came, in Shabbos, a person goes out with food in his mouth, goes out from Shlayoche to Shosarabi. It's a problem of Yitzah. But if it's chewed, so then it's considered to be that it was already consumed. After Pesach came, in Pesach, a person is eating chametz. So if he did it purposely, it'll be chayav in the fact that he put it in his mouth to chew it. But once he chewed it, there's no issue to swallow it. After Yom Kippur came, similarly, a person is not eating Yom Kippur. If he's eating something which is chewed, on that he's not chayav. Nozer is not supposed to drink wine or eat grapes. If he chewed it, so then he could swallow. Av benevelus ken, av betrevus ken. Also, any other isur achila. When it says chewed, there's no isur. Av beshkotsiv ken, av premosiv ken, or any other isur achila of the worms he's not allowed to eat. So the more achila b'shur b'yuchanan, asheichid behemo v'matzaba sheketz osur b'achila. So a person shechts an animal, and he finds in the animal a sheketz, types of worms that grew in the animal. So the Gemara is going to bring in this daf some things that today we don't find, but the Gemara discusses it, that there are sometimes that there are different types of creatures that grow in an animal. So instead of having the animal give birth to a regular animal, what's growing in the animal is a sheketz. So the din is asur b'achila. Meaning, even though usually when you shecht an animal, you find an animal inside, you can eat it without shechita. That's called a bin pikuah. But if you find in it something which is not an animal, you can't eat it. My time, what's the reason? What's the source? It says that in the pasuk, behemo bebehemo techelu. The pasuk says, from here you learn that a behemo in an animal you can eat. So you down shadavka behemo and a behemo you can eat. Veloy shekets bebehemo techelu. You can't eat the shekets in the animal. Says the Gemara, Omar Avyoino, Rabbi Shaya asked the question. Ma beino, what's the difference between finding a sheketz in an animal? Levein, I think we're now going to bring a list of worms that are found in food. Zizim shebadoshim, in the beans. Leitushim shebaklisin, latoiloim shebatmoim u shebegregris, and the worms that are in the dates and the figs. What's the difference there? The din is, if you find worms in the fruits, you can eat it. Mi'ikar din. So why there you can eat and here you can't? So what tamon begufei in him, pram hochel einu begufor. There they grow from the body of the fruit itself. They grow from it itself. They come in, it's a natural thing to grow there, these type of worms. But the sherets that we find in the animal, that's coming from the outside. Where's it coming from? So the Rashi says it's coming from its nose. The Reb Chaim brings, we're talking about that it's coming as a ledo. It was born from a male, like a regular baby. That's what we're talking about over here. So that's why this is different, it's oster. Similar, din tsira meraiso, meaning the liquid that comes from the fish. At sheloy yatzlil, before they went and cleaned it up, put it through a sifter, shori, so the worms that are found there is considered to be part of that liquid and it's allowed. Once it becomes clear, in other words, once it was sifted, so then it's asr. Dam shal akikar, blood which is on bread, coming from the teeth of an adam, to remove it and eat it, don't eat blood which you can see. But if the blood is still between his teeth, she could swallow, that's not a problem. The book continues, we're using here the Gersa of Chaim, it says in the Pasuk, Shekitzu, and you're coming to learn here a list of different types of worms that in the fruit they're allowed, but once they left the fruit, they're also. So the rabbi is shebazizin, ubaz, buzin, ubehogin, ubeshkotzim, uberemasim. All the different types of different worms. Yechob is man, shehem, bapiru, but while they're in the fruit, tomud loimar, again using the Gersa of Chaim, sheketzim. When they're standing on their own, not when they're included in the fruit. What happens if they were in the fruit? Went out, went back in. They're tome. Even though now they're back in the fruit, because they went out once, they come tome. They don't have to leave the fruit. Once it came to the edge of the fruit, even it went, and then it went back, it's already osur. Continues the Gemara on the base. Abba baravuno b'shem b'yichanon. Shechit behemo, shechit animal. Umatzo b'chazri finds a pig inside. So as we know in Chulin, talk about an animal that looks like a pig. Mutar b'achilo. That's allowed to be eaten, even though it looks like a pig. But yoino, if you find something that looks like a bird, also b'achilo, it's also. Matan, what's the reason? Behemo b'behemo t'chelo. You can eat whatever is in an animal. V'loi oif b'behemo t'chelo v'loi shechit b'achilo. Or the other gear say here, shekas babeim otechelu. If it looks like an animal, that's something that Torah allowed to eat. If it doesn't look like an animal, not. So even if it looks like an animal, which is tameh, it's still, the Torah is allowing one to eat it. So all this Gemara we spoke about, because we spoke about Isra Achila, someone's eating and finding something usr, does he have to spit it out or not? So he mentioned things, Isra Achila, something's a mutter and something's a usr. So the Moshe Tam Tam Pishmish, and the Mishnah says that the person is eating chumo and he feels a pishmish, he feels a worm in his mouth, he can throw it out. Says the Moshe, there's some dover pishmish, not even only pishmish, if he's going to swallow it, it's going to be over his. And the kol dover shenafshah shel odom chosay minu, anything that person gets disgusted from it, if he feels it in his mouth, he can throw it out, even though he's going to cause the chumo to be ruined, he still can throw it out. Halacha beizok the Mishnah. Now, as a gedoma to the Mishnah, the din is, when you have fruits that are growing in the field, growing in the tree, a one can eat from them, even though he didn't do maaser, what's called achilas arai, a temporary achil. What is achilas kva? There's two options, either because he makes a seudu, which is choshuv, he makes achila kvua, or he brings it to the house. So then it's chayav b'maaser. So says the Mishnah, ya oichil be'eshkol, he's eating from the grape, v'niklas min hagina lechotzer, in the gino, in the garden, he's allowed to eat the grape achilas arai. But now he's going into the chatzar, and now it's going to be chayav in mice. So Blozo says because he started when in the gino, he can continue eating once he goes into the chatzar. Rabbi Shua says, no, don't finish, stop where you are. And that's really the same achlik as we had in the previous Mishnah. Chashei cholel Shabbos, the other thing we have a meiser. When Shabbos comes in, it makes everything chayav in meiser, because it's called achil chashuvo. So Blozo Yimi Yigmor, so you can continue. If you start eating before Shabbos, you can continue on Shabbos. Rav Shua says, do not finish it, because the same idea, once you start, can you finish or not? Says the Gemara, Tama Tanim, we learned over there, Gefen Shehi Netua Bechotzer, Noitel Es Kol Heshkol. So referring to Achilas Arai, he can go and eat Achilas Arai, even if he's taking the entire cluster of grapes. V'chen Berimun, similarly, we talk about a pomegranate, Chen Bavatiach, a watermelon or a a cucumber, divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Meaning you can eat it normally, you don't have to cut it to small pieces. He says the following. Or Rabbi Tarfon ka blazer. One option is Rabbi Tarfon holds like a blazer. The ones you started, you can finish. Meaning you're allowed to eat a small piece from the cluster. So why could you could finish? It's really, then you're starting to go into the area of achilas kva. Because you started with a small amount, you can finish it. Meaning only here when we talk about eating, so then the achila goes based on the beginning. Meaning if you start achilas arai, then you can continue, then even Rabbi Tarfon agrees. But doesn't it mean he agrees with the blazer in every other case? Or Rabbi Tarfon ka blazer, similar to what we said before. Rabbi Tarfon's story is that he holds like a blazer. The ones you start, you can finish. Or Rabbi Tarfon oise achilo achas yesh po shtayim v'shosh achilo is ke achilo achas. Meaning, if you do one eating, even though it's a very large eating, but you do it in one shot, that's considered to be achilas ari. In order to have achilas kva, it needs to be eaten slowly. But if you have one achilo that's just a very large achilo, it's achilas ari. Continues the Gemara, my time with the blazer that says that once you start in the garden, you can continue in the chutzar. Because the blazer, as we saw before, he started beheter, you can finish. Tani Am Nosser Shoma blazer beheter. Am Nosser Lashitos, as he said in Amud Aleph, the reason of the blazer is not because Jesus started beheter. He explained in Amud Aleph because the blazer holds the lows that chewing is considered to be swallowed. How, what he's going to explain over here. Meaning, Rabbi Blazer is saying is, once you start it, that doesn't mean you can finish once you go into the chutzar. But because you start this food, so then you can continue it out of the chutzar. So usually it doesn't work that way. If a person takes fruits and he brings it into the chutzar, it's chayef. He takes it out of the chutzar, it's still chayef. But here, because he started eating before he went into the chutzar, so yes, when he goes to the chutzar, it's going to be chayef and meiser. But if he goes back out of the chutzar, it goes back to his original achila, and he can continue the achila as achilas arai. And similarly, if he did before Shabbos, he started before Shabbos to eat, it's achilas arai. Shabbos comes in, it's chayav and maaser. But once Shabbos goes out, you continue the meal that you started before Shabbos, and it's all considered to be achilas arai. So according to Rav Nosson, Blazer's svara is not that you go based on the beginning of the achila. Just here, you use the beginning of the achilo to allow him to go back to that state either after Shabbos or when he leaves the chutzar. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Ayin Gimel.